Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
John the Bull Hayes, good morning to you.
Morning, Damien.
The rugby is back this weekend. You're looking forward to it, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. This time of the year, it always comes around. And even this year now, it's a strange year and different. It'll be a change from what's been a tough enough all January, I suppose. Looking forward to this now to get us going into the springtime.
Yeah. Now, you're working away there with your Herefords. Life has continued fairly normally for farmers, hasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it has been the one group of people, you know, that things didn't change a whole lot for, I suppose, overall, of what's nearly a year now, because you just had to get on and keep doing what you were doing, and you were working from home anyway. You just had to get on with it. It was something that had to be done, but I suppose it was just tough for people to get away from it, maybe if they wanted to, for holidays or whatever. But other than that, it's been a place where it was with space and you could get out and get around, so it wasn't as bad as what maybe tough as it is for other people.
And does it make it easier as a parent of three children as well with homeschooling to have that space?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Both Fiona and I definitely commented that over the year like this. It was especially even last year when they started first through March, April, May, even there was really good weather when they were home. So being able to get out in the back lawn and even out in fields and stuff like that, it made it a lot easier for them than what we would imagine if it was someplace else.
Yeah. What about the match anyway tomorrow? It's going to be played in the Principality Stadium. There's going to be no crowds there. And rugby is one of those sports where the crowd really does matter. But it's going to be unusual with the piped music. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
The sound, yeah. You've been listening to those on television and stuff there for the last few months, since it started back up. It's not going to be the same, you know. When anyone that's been to those places like Edinburgh, Cardiff, Dublin, wherever, you just feel the build-up. It's on the bus even before you get to the ground, before you get to the stadium, you're driving in, the streets are full. So the build-up starts from there. So it must be weird driving in on a bus with just empty streets and you're driving under the stadium and then you go in and it's almost like the captain's run the day you go there on the Friday, the day before, just have to walk around. But now it's actually game day and then you're going out and just the anthem won't be the same, the atmosphere But I suppose the boys have to get used to it now after the last few months, so it'll be different, but it's who adapts to that best, I'd say, will be come out on top.
Well, so home advantage mightn't mean so much, particularly with a very partisan Welsh crowd. It's vital that you win your first game if you have any idea of wanting to win, the Six Nations. First game, winning the opener is very important. How are we going to do tomorrow?
I think we'll be good. I think we're a year into a new coach ourselves now, and Wales didn't have a great year for themselves last year after 2019. They had a great year. They won a Grand Slam, got to a World Cup semi-final, and then 2020 for them with a new coach hasn't been great. So we can definitely go over there. I know we haven't won there since 2013 or whatever, but I think the confidence is in the team. We've got experience, got fellas back, and I think the home crowd not being there for Wales is something that they feed off, because their rugby regions don't traditionally do that well in the Heineken or Pro 14, but Gatland always had them playing well as Wales. They used to turn up for play for them better than they did, but I don't know, are they going to be able to feed off that as much now? So hopefully it's something that we can work on and get this campaign off on a good win tomorrow.
Yeah, and a big focus on both the coaches there, as you say, as well. Anyway, listen, the best of luck. I know the calving will be starting there shortly. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Enjoy the games this afternoon. And regards to Fiona, your wife, and the kids there. Thanks, as always, John Hayes, for joining us on the programme.